I guess several months ago, I was doing some introspection, and I just realized that I didn't have the answers. You know, I was looking for some guidance on something that would help me, like, really make sense of what I was feeling and thinking at the time. And so I Googled men's retreats. And when you Google a men's retreat, there's a lot of weird stuff that comes up, right? Some really far out there type things. And then I found your site, Daniel's site, and yours seemed to be very balanced. Of course, it's in a beautiful part of the world, being in Sedona. And so I reached out and thought I would give it a try.
Yeah.
But it's been very relaxed, very enjoyable. And to be quite honest, selfishly, it's been really good because I've had you all to myself to really process some things on a deeper level that I may not have wanted to open up about in a big group.
Yeah.
It also meant that I didn't have to be courteous. You know, I didn't have to wait my turn or anything. I could just blurt out anything I wanted to say. And that was pretty awesome. One of the things was realizing that I didn't know as much as I thought I did, right? you know, as a male and as a leader, you know, we always want to be in charge. We always want to know everything and be able to help guide and direct others. And one of the moments that was a really aha moment for me was we were talking about emotions, like what happens when someone cuts you off in a car, right? And my reaction is anger. But that wasn't really the emotion I was experiencing at all. It's fear. You know, I had my kids in the car and I was afraid, you know, if I hit this person, my children could be injured. So it's a much deeper level of processing. I think that most men tend to live in that shallow, at the moment sort of stage, right? And so to be able to set back, take a deep breath, and really think about what your heart and your mind are really saying, that's very important.
Yeah, that's called self-mastery. I love that.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of my life trying to build systems to where I could control what's around me, but also, I'm always in an acquisition phase. You know, I'm collecting things. I'm collecting experiences and knowledge. And there's a point where you start to realize that it doesn't matter how much you do, how many places you see, how many new skills you master, it doesn't make you happy, right? There's more to life than just that. And that's where I started thinking, I do need to start solving the most amazing thing about humans, right? And that's what's in here, what you can't see, what you can't physically touch or control.
Yeah.
So I have a background in psychology. And, you know, the thing about psychologists a lot of times is they're very intelligent. They're very well trained. They're good at reading body language and they can be empathic. But they're sort of following like an algorithm, a formula to help you, right? There's like a plan that is within their discipline that they're trying to launch to help people see things and to basically feel it. I feel like psychologists really focus a lot on the mind, like, and what the mind is telling us to do. And what I've recognized is that the mind is my problem. You know, I've started
having... That's a good insight.
Yeah, I've been having pains in my body. And I know enough to realize that these pains aren't physical, right? There's something in my brain that's saying, your elbow is going to hurt today, you know, or you're going to have neck pain. And that self-mastery, I think, and understanding those emotions and where they come from is what's going to help me move to that next level of happiness. I have two amazing daughters. And I recognize that sometimes I get so busy that I'm not really paying attention to them. You know, I'm doing all the things they need. I'm providing, you know, all the material needs. I'm providing precursory emotional support. But sometimes when they're talking to me, I realize I'm not really seeing them at all. I'm really looking at all the other things in my life that, you know, I'm trying to manage and control. And so what I wanted to do is be more present with my daughters. I want to really sit and listen to what they're saying, you know, not just to hear their words, but to, you know, really see the emotions, to see what their body is saying. And quite frankly, to stop talking, right? I've been told this by a couple friends that are female that, you know, they don't need me mansplaining everything. They need me just sometimes to be there with them in the moment. And if they want an answer, then they'll ask for it, you know? And so I need to learn to do that for my daughter. So that was a really, I think, the most important thing, because they're going to be my greatest gift to the world. You know, they're just amazing young women and they're only going to get better, especially if I can be there to support them the way they need. But as far as relationships, I haven't been in a relationship for about 6 years, which is a long time. I've really hyper-focused on work, my children, and in some ways using that as an excuse. And so some things we talked about this weekend were pretty interesting, that, you know, I'm probably pushing people away, not even realizing it, right? I'm self-sabotaging to some degree. And so I need to figure out why that is, right? How to vibrate on a frequency that's going to say, hey, I'm open, you know, and I can be there to support them and do the things they need. And actually speaking with your wife, Valerie, what a beautiful human being. And Valerie had some really great insight on that from the female perspective on what, you know, females are looking for. And so that was some good insight, you know, things that I hadn't really considered about the, well, truly being present, but also making ladies feel safe, you know, with me. And I think a lot of men have, you know, some sort of, I don't know if it's dark energy, masculine energy, but it's something that's sort of a turnoff to some ladies. And they're a lot more perceptive, a lot smarter than we are. And so we need to figure out how to be genuine, to really open your heart and communicate effectively. Yeah. Well, she talked about her own experiences. Yeah. And I think something always means more when it's coming from the heart. You know, she'd lived through this. She'd been without a partner for over a decade, right? When she finally met you. And the two of you obviously have a really beautiful relationship together. And so I think probably that relationship is why she's so helpful to talk to now, because she's kind of seen it both ways. And she knows what could be out there, how amazing life can be when you have that, you know, life partner,
yeah,
you know, that's going to be with you.
Thank you.